This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Two Columbus County residents died in separate car crashes on Saturday. A head-on collision on Franklin Street near Calder Street in Wyville took the life of Jacqueline Strickland. Tanya Norris apparently crossed the center line and struck Strickland head-on. Wyville police are investigating. A single vehicle crash on Old 76 in the Birdcage community killed a male driver when his Jeep collided with a tree at high rate of speed. The victim in the second wreck was a short distance from home. We'll have more on these crashes later at ColumbusCountyNews.com. Today is Veterans Day, when we stop to honor all those who served our country in uniform. This weekend saw three parades in Columbus County, as well as special events in Hallsboro and elsewhere. Today's remembrance ceremony at the courthouse was moved inside due to the weather. The rain cleared out just in time for the service at the Veterans Memorial Park, which included a groundbreaking for the new outreach center. The sheriff's office is investigating after someone opened fire on a home near Clarkton, causing $10,000 damage to the property. Two elderly residents and a teenager were in the home at the time. The sheriff's office is investigating. Nine people have now been charged in a scheme to supply inmates with drugs and tobacco at the county jail. Last week, CCN first brought you the story about the arrest of what's now being called Operation Dropped Call. The sheriff's office said that charges range from possession with intent to manufacture, sell, and deliver drugs to conspiracy and contributing to the delinquency of a minor. The ongoing dry spell is increasing the fire danger in much of North Carolina. The pattern is expected to continue throughout the month, according to the Forest Service. Currently, our area is considered abnormally dry. We're not technically in our drought yet. No burn bans have been issued, but officials are urging extreme caution with any kind of outdoor burning right now. Light rains today and later in the week could bring less than a quarter of an inch of rain to the area. Now, if you were looking up to the skies for some rain this afternoon, you might have seen something else. A.J. Worley was the first to let us know about the strange sphere that was floating over Columbus County at extremely high altitude. We reached out to the National Weather Service and other agencies to find out if the clear conditions just gave us a good view of a satellite or another weather balloon. A total of 204 provisional ballots were cast in Columbus County on Election Day. Of those, 8 were used during early voting and 196 on Election Day itself. Those ballots will be counted Friday during the canvass. Columbus had around a 70% turnout, slightly under the state's 72% voter turnout. Saturday is the 17th annual Carolina Youth Challenge. It starts off at noon. There's a training contest at 12:30, followed by the YEP training class at 2:30, a bench show at 3:30, and a one-hour hunt at 7 p.m. Now, it's a little bit different this year. The grand prize is a 2024 Polaris Sportsman 450 ATV. The four top highest scoring winners in the 7 p.m. hunt will go out for a final cast of the hounds. The winner of that round will be the one who gets to take home the ATV. For more information, call 910-640-9269 or 910-619-6108. The event includes meals and snacks for everyone, and it is free for all youth. There'll even be loner hounds available if you don't have your very own dog. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.